Well, first of all, Joe, congratulations. That's a good feeling, Ulster champions.
Good meal, Michael, Tom. It absolutely is, yeah, yeah. We did it the hard way yet again.
Talk to me about the game. 7-6 at half time. You know, you've been happy enough.
Happy at half time, yeah, happy enough. Because I think myself, you know, you go in a point or two up at half time, it's, you know, in these big games, it's false hope sort of thing. Or you feel like you can have a false sense of security from a point or two victory. And I think they may have suffered from it for a little bit because we made a brilliant start to the second half. I know they got a goal that kind of turned it all around again, but we should have had a goal the first ball down at that end of the first, at the beginning of the second half. Oh, poor guy, I don't know what happened. And like really that could have been, you know, that could have been, you know, that should have been us into the lead and storming into the second half. But you know, we came back the last day 5 points down, 10 minutes into the second half, so we were happy enough, and we have our super subs to come on, thank God. And like none more so than today,
Johnny Carlin,
yeah, and Colin Mallock too. Like he turned over a couple of ball in there at the end, and you know, created chances for us.
You didn't panic, you didn't lose your way when they went 1-4 up after they get, or went 4 up after getting the goal.
We haven't done that all along, you know, and we weren't going to start today. You know, it's an unusual way to be getting into football games, having won one after one after one, and then you just feel confident that, well, you must have a sense of belief that what you've been doing will work again. And if it doesn't, then you know, but there was definitely a sense of belief that we could come back from it. All we needed was a score or two. And Johnny kicked two savage points the second he comes onto the field. And
yeah. And it took you a while then to get the equaliser. Like time was nearly up, almost up. Well, I know there was a lot of injury time.
Yeah. We squandered a lot of ball. We did squander. You just wondered, were we ever going to get there? As you say, they must have gone 10 minutes when we were within a point, and we couldn't get the next score. Yeah. And then
the goal came from Johnny.
And then the goal came.
You could relax then.
Well, no, they went down the other end and Callum Brown goes to the edge of the square, but we had discussed that, you know. Donegal under 20s knows all about that. So we just put about 17 men on him and that sorted that out, you know.
You mentioned, obviously, Johnny Carlin, Colm Mellor, there was a lot of big performances.
And the one that has to be mentioned and hasn't to be, Shane Gallagher off the hospital there. Like, Shane Gallagher has been the heartbeat of our team all year. He plays full forward and he plays cornerback all at the same time. And he was a huge loss to us. We were just lucky that we were a man up at that stage, you know.
Yeah, what happened, Shane? What's the injury? You don't know.
He's got a head injury. Like he was talking there. His jaw seems to be dislocated. He wanted back onto the field. He was just kind of in a daze, really. You know, his eyes were starry. I don't know if anybody got a chance to speak to him after the game, but like he was, he's hurt. You know, look at he puts his head.
A big day for Ed Hughes. A big result.
Oh, unbelievable! It's unbelievable stuff. Like unbelievable. We may never. None of us might ever see an Ulster final again. You know, it's unbelievable.